They're very similar kinds of animals from their basic structure. Their strength was probably very comparable. Probably the differences would most amount to experience, if we're talking about a youngster versus an animal that's been around the block a few times.
If an adult were around, a Nanotyrannus would never dare attack a juvenile Rex. The only time a fight would occur would be if the adults were out hunting and had left the juveniles alone. Without the protection of an adult, then a juvenile would need to rely on its sheer bulk as a deterrent to being attacked. Even though it's not an adult, a young Tyrannosaurus Rex is still a powerhouse.
The long legs of Nanotyrannus may have given it an edge when it came to its speed and agility. But when attacked, the juvenile T-Rex may have been more than a match.
When we compare a Nanotyrannus versus a subadult Tyrannosaurus Rex of about the same size, they're going to be extraordinarily similar in terms of their hind limbs, their tail, and their body proportions. So they're, again, going to be very evenly matched when it comes to speed and agility.
Nanotyrannus would have something up on the juvenile Tyrannosaurus Rex. Not only would it be more agile because its musculature was probably a little bit different, but also it would have a lot more experience than this juvenile T-Rex. So it would anticipate and be able to make the move a lot more smoothly and more quickly than a juvenile Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Although an adult Nanotyrannus would have been faster and more agile than a juvenile T-Rex, the Rex had one advantage, and that's family support. If the Rex had a sibling, it would change the complexity of the battle very quickly.
With completely different tooth design, these two dinosaurs may have used them differently. There's no doubt that each were effective weapons, but which would be more deadly in combat? The thin, slicing teeth of Nanotyrannus, or the thick, crushing teeth of T-Rex?